Welcome, great patriotic friends, to January 5th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do this show, and there are many, is that I'm a proud patriotic American. And hopefully you're listening because you are also one as well. By the way, don't forget to check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. And get involved in a discussion. This is an interactive show. And your comments and questions are highly appreciated, so thank you very much for that. I assembled the show from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. By the way, if you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now, let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brothers and sisters. And now on to today's headlines. Construction begins on the Golden Gate Bridge. Plus, we'll wish a happy birthday to DeWitt Brace, who came up with his version of the relative motion of Earth. Truman announces the fair deal. Pete Rose admits to betting while managing the Reds on Good Morning America. And Mal Evans, Beatles bodyguard, is killed by police in Los Angeles. All right, so now here I go. 1933, construction begins on the Golden Gate Bridge. In 1916, more than four decades after railroad entrepreneur Charles Crocker's call for a bridge across the Golden Gate Strait in 1872, James H. Wilkins, structural engineer and newspaper editor for the San Francisco Call Bulletin, captured the attention of San Francisco city engineer Michael M. O'Shaughnessy. Wilkins called for a suspension bridge with a center span of 3,000 feet, which was nearly twice the length of any existing bridge in the world. The know-everythings of the world naturally said it couldn't be done and would be a huge waste of $100 million. Why? Because the know-everythings just know everything, right? Not so fast. It was Joseph Behrman Strauss that came forward and said, yeah, it can. Not only can it be done, but it could be built for $25 to $30 million. Ansel Adams and members of the Sierra Club said it would be ugly and take away from the natural view. Meanwhile, it's one of the most photographed views in the world today. But anyway, the project continued forward, and then the Great Depression hit. Finally, Bank of America agreed to buy the project in the form of bonds to boost the economy, and on May 27, 1937, the longest bridge span in the world opened up. By 1965, the lead paint that was used for the bridge was replaced by an inorganic zinc silicate primer with acrylic emulsion top coat, which protected the steel components from the salt in the air. The Golden Gate Bridge, everybody. Beautiful, isn't it? 1859. Happy birthday, DeWitt Brace. He's best known for optical experiments, especially in the relative motion of Earth and luminiferous ether, or its ether drift. Whatever that is. 1949, Truman announces the Fair Deal. This deal recommended that all Americans have health care, that the minimum wage would get an increase, and that all Americans would be guaranteed equal rights. This didn't go well with Congress. After all, America was trying to fight communism, and this plan stunk with socialism. Besides, World War II had just ended a few years earlier, and America was leaning more on the conservative side. The minimum wage was nearly doubled from 40 cents to 75 cents per hour, and the Housing Act provided 800,000 new houses for the poor. Congress would approve Truman's extension of Social Security benefits, but reject health care. The Fair Employment Practice Act would outlaw racial and religious discriminating in hiring. Congress passed the Employment Act in 1946 and clearly stated the government's responsibility in helping to achieve full employment. 2004. Good Morning America guest Pete Rose admits to betting while managing the Reds, though denied ever betting as a player. The truth would later come out that he did bet as a player as well. John Dowd, who led the original investigation, said, quote, The mafia had a mortgage on Pete while he was a player and a manager, unquote. And finally, in 1976, 40-year-old Mal Evans, a former roadie and bodyguard of the Beatles, was shot to death by police at his Los Angeles apartment. His girlfriend, Fran Hughes, found him upset and despondent, and when friends couldn't get Evans to release the unloaded rifle he was holding, they called police. Evans supposedly pointed this gun at the police, and they opened fire.
And so that's going to wrap up January 5th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what you think about today's show. For example, have you ever been to the Golden Gate Bridge? I tell you what, if you haven't, you got to check it out. It's something else. Or what about the fair deal? Was it fair enough? Or was it just a bunch of socialism that America didn't need at the time? So yeah, let me know what your take is. And you can also take a shot at some of the multiple choice questions while you're on the website. So good luck with those. Be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about New Mexico, Nancy Kerrigan, and Michael Jackson. So don't miss that. And until then, thanks for listening, everyone. And thanks for being great patriotic Americans. And we'll do this again tomorrow.